Hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. Well, I could keep going, but I won't subject you to that. Like many people my age, I grew up with the monkeys. Davy, Mickey, Mike, and Peter. They were an unlikely success, having in 1 year outsold the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Created for TV, the monkeys were auditioned and then selected to be part of this fictitious band. In fact, at the beginning, they didn't even play their instruments on the show. They just pretended. And while we who watched knew this, it really didn't matter. They were fun to watch, and their music was infectious, having been written by the likes of Carole King and Neil Diamond. I can still sing many of their songs. "I'm a Believer" was the very first song that I knew all the words to. And though I probably watched every episode of the show, and I thought I knew a lot about the band, it wasn't until just days ago that I came to really know about Peter Tork, who died recently at age 77. On the show, Peter played the lovable goofball, the dim-witted foil to the other band members who were faster and wittier than he. In fact, Tork was an accomplished musician who had been part of the blues and folk scene in the 60s. It's been reported that his friend Stephen Stills of Crosby, Stills and Nash tried out for the Monkees but was rejected, and it was he who suggested that Peter take a swing, and Tork got the part. Tork was a good musician who, in fact, played the piano and bass on many of their numbers. And after leaving the band, he taught high school for a while. He also struggled with alcohol and drugs. I share this with you because it was a result of Tork's death that I learned more about his life. It seems to me that this is often the case, that we learn about people's accomplishments, challenges, and impact only after their death. That during their lifetime, we only know a small piece of who they are, of what they've done, or we only know them in a very narrow and particular way. And if we meet a person when they're older, we may fail to realize that in their youth, they live spectacular, dynamic, exciting, challenging lives. And while there's no way to easily change this, it serves as a reminder that when we meet someone, we should remember that there's probably more to who they are than meets the eye. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.